Yeah, and that pay hey mit beis. We are having the Mishnah. Chatos va oshem vade mechaprim. That chatos and oshem vade am mechaprim. So the Gemara says oshem vade in oshem toli loy. Would seem an oshem toli is not mechaprim. For kapora ksive bay, it says kapora by an oshem toli also. So Rashi says, so this is a kapore. So Gemara answers two terutim on this kasha. The first terut is Hanoch mechapri kapore gemura. That what the Mishnah says chatos va'oshem vaday mechapri means it's mechaper kapore gemura. Oshem toli eini mechaper kapore gemura. That means it's only megim in a yisurim tolo b'nizbara who b'nizbara did a chetan after being a chatos. But see, Rashi Oshem Toli in the Mechaper Kapora Gemura, Ela Toilu Lohogin Olam Bini Yisurim. And she Yivoda Lo Yishavadei Choto, V'yovi Chato, Sochi Yofinu Lo Bekrisus. That's one pshat. So that pshat that this is a Kapora Gemura. Oshem Toli is not a Kapora Gemura. Inami Hanach in Ein Achem Mechaper Kaporosom. By the other two, Chatos Voshem Vadai Mechaprim, that means the Kapore that they accomplish can only be accomplished through them, through these Kabonis. Ein Achem Mechaper Kaporos, nothing else could bring about this Kapore. Oshem Toloi Achem Mechaper Kaporos. By Oshem Toloi, there is something else that could be in place of the Kapore of Oshem Toloi. This noun we learned in the Mishnah, Chayve Chatois Vashomes Vadoim Shavar Leim Yom Kippurim Chayovim, that if a person was Mechuyiv Achatos Va'oshem and then Yom Kippur came around, so he's still Mechuyiv to bring a kol. Hashomes Tluyim Pturim, but he was Chayv and Oshem Toli before Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur came, Afalpi came, he doesn't have to bring the Oshem Toli. So we see the Kapora that an Oshem Toli renders is that the Yom Kippur could also bring about this kapora. Peturim Yom Kippur mechap aleim v'taimim meforish bekrisus. We hear further in the Mishnah, Misiv Yom Kippurim mechaprim im hatshuve. Misiv Yom Kippur mechaprim hatshuve. Im hatshuve in b'fnei atzmon loy, but vayistei Yom Kippur without tshuve is not mechaper. Neima the loike Rebbe, so it would seem our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, the sign you will enter in a Baraisa. Rebbe oimer al kolaveire shebeteire, bein osa tshuve, bein loy osa tshuve, yom kippurim mechaper, chutz mipeire keil, megaloponim bateire, umeife bris poso. These three aveires, yom kippur is not mechaper without tshuve. Shimosa tshuve, yom kippurim mechaper. And here our Mishnah says that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper im Hatshuve. So it would seem that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. So the Gemara answers, Afilu Teima Rebbe. Our Mishnah could also go according to Rebbe. Tshuve boi Yom Kippurim. That means the Mishnah is saying, Misav Yom Kippurim Mechaprim Im Hatshuve, that means Tshuve alone is not enough. Tshuve will need Yom Kippur. Tshuve needs Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim Leiboi Tshuve, but Yom Kippur doesn't need Tshuve. So that's Pshat, the Mishnah can be going according to Rabbi. So the Yom Kippur is Mechaper, that means Tshuve alone will need Yom Kippur. But it doesn't mean that Yom Kippur needs tshuva. Let us see Rashi. Chutz mipeirik oil, koifer bakodish bochu, megaloponim batoire, deirish es hatoire lignai, kegoy menashe sheye deirish bagodish al doifi, oil a moish lichter elevatim na hoise pilegish. This was necessary to be written in the Torah. What knowledge do I gain from this, that Timna was a pilegish, and then the leafers took her. Meifa bris boso mila, mesach eshvuis yalof lo mikoy. Let us first see the Taisus Yeshonim. Tshuve boi yom kippurim loy boi tshuve. Vimtaima hoche mashme, the Yom HaKippurim Ikar. Yom HaKippurim doesn't need Tshuva. Tshuva needs Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur doesn't need Tshuva. Tafilo Hochi Komar Im Tshuva. It says Yom HaKippurim is Mechapa with Tshuva. V'kosha Mikan Al Ma'ashe Rogel Rabbeinu Yaakov Loimer. And whenever it says two things, and one is im the other, so the second one is the Iker, and the first one is a Tofel. Rabbeinu Tamet said, the Talmud Torah, Tofel legabi derech eretz, v'diktoni yofe Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Talmud Torah is good together with derech eretz. So Vaisto is that the im is a Tofel, that yofe Talmud Torah im derech eretz, Derech Eretz is the Iker, and Talmud Torah is a Tofel. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said, Alma Derech Eretz Iker. Now, where do we see this Yesod? That Im, if you have two things, that the, then I say this, with this, the Iker is the second is. So he brought a raya from a Gemara in Yevomis. Kedidakini bi Yevomis perik hachoyletz, kabi shemeres yovim shenoflo nechosim, the Yershe Ha'ov Iker Umayri B'Nichse Meluk. There's a whole shayla there of Yerusha who Yarshins. So the Gemara says we're speaking about Nichse Meluk, that the Yershe Ha'ov are the Iker. That before the Yerusha problem, so the Nichse Meluk belong to the Mishpacha Sa'at, and the husband had only a schus achilas peiris. Now we have a shaila what happened, who died first. But al koponim, the Moses was speaking about a case of nichse meluk, that the bailam hakdumim were the yershei ha'ov, the mishpachas ha'ov. How do we know we're speaking about nichse meluk? V'diktoni yachloiku yershei baal im yershei ha'ov. So basically, the Yershei of our Murzokim Amorikama and the Nechosim, and the Yershei Baal should be Chaylik im Yershei of. So basically, the Iker is the Yershei of, and they're Chaylik with them. Alma Yershei of Iker. That's a Gemara. So from this Gemara, the Bein Tam built that whenever it says one im the other, so the other is the Iker. That's the Bein Tam. So Yofa Talmater im derech eretz, so derech eretz is Iker. That here it says that Yom Kippur is Machapa im HaTshuva, and we say Fakir, the Iker is Yom Kippur, and Tshuva is a Tofel, not Yom Kippur is a Tofel. So Taisus wants to answer, the Hochi Koma im HaTshuva she'osa kvar, tzorich Yom HaKippurim. Vein bor loimer she'tzorich shneim. That means, if you are speaking about two things, and you're comparing one to the other, so Yofa Talmud Torah im derech eretz, you're speaking about a combination of two things, and you say that Talmud Torah should be im derech eretz, vayis derech eretz azikah. Chilkim Yershei Habal im Yershei Ha'ov, so this is the Yershei Ha'ov are the Iker and the Nechosim. But here, the Mishnah isn't speaking about two things. The Mishnah is saying, Dochikome, im HaTshuva she'osa kvar tzorich Yom HaKippurim, v'einei bo loimam she'tzorich shneim. The Mishnah says, Yom HaKippur is Mechaper, even though he did Tshuva before, but not saying the Yom HaKippur needs Tshuva. It was say Yom Kippur would need Tshuva, so then the wife says the Iker is Tshuva. Fakir, Yom Kippur doesn't need Tshuva. Tshuva needs Yom Kippurim. So Memele, so even though he had done Tshuva, he still needs Yom Kippur. So there we're not saying Yom Kippur with Tshuva. We're saying the Tshuva that was done still needs a Yom Kippur. That's pshat in the Yom Tshuva, Shosa Kvar, he still needs Yom Kippur. One teres. Inami, Mishum Mise, the Behed Yetona Ima Tshuva, the Tshuva Ika Gabi Mise. Then Taisa says the Mishnah is speaking about Mise also. By Mise Taka, it's Mise Ima Tshuva. There the Tshuva is Taka Ika. They chapped on the Slosh and Ima Tshuva because of Mise. By Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur, it's Tshuva Im Yom Kippur. Boy yesh loima. Now this is the third Eretz. The Rabbi namitzorech tshuva lechapor gemura. A psanu yesod that Rabbi also holds in the tshuva. Avogar the mani yom kippurim lemayit. Wasn't this the rosh is much clearer lemayit ha'ing lemayit b'menu ha'inish. That means that what Rabbi said that Yom Kippur works without tshuva, that doesn't mean that it wipes it away completely. It means that Yom Kippur can take off a chelik of the einish of the chet, whatever the chet might be, it takes off a chelik of the einish. Mikol mokim kapore gemure b'lo tshuva leke, but there's no kapore gemure without tshuva. So memeles, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still good. Yom Kippurim is mechaper im hatshuve. That means it's a kapor gemure. So he says, gemore says yom kippurim loy boy tshuve. That means it can be mechaper without tshuve. Something can be mechaper something without tshuve. It lessens the oynish. But the Mishnah says that it's a kapor gemure mechaprim im tshuve, means that it's mechaper a kapor gemure with tshuve. The imlo kain lo mechorav habayis bishvil avay nisein. So they says if you say that Yom Kippur is mechaper in ganzen, so why did the Beis Hamikdash become mechorav kivin shem kapur mechaper chutz migimul dvorim peyrekoyu? So lechayre klal yisrael didn't have these three things. Some Sefer asks, what's the right from the Beis Hamikdash? The Beis Hamikdash was Chatoim ben Odom Lachaveiroi. The Lamy Boy, the second Beis Hamikdash was Sinas Chinam. The first Beis Hamikdash is also Shvichas Domim. So what's the right? Why Yom Kippur didn't help over there? So he says, Weiss this from Taisvis. Taisvis holds according to Rebbe that Yom Kippur is Mechapa Afilu, just like it's Mechapa without Tshuva, it's also Mechapa ben Odom Lachaveiroi also. But there's a tnai that if he could still be misakin, he's mechuyev to be misakin. That means if he owes him money or he has to ask him a piyus, he has to do that. It doesn't fall off. The chiyuvi momin don't fall off. The chiyuvi menon lechaveri don't fall off. Now, but if he can't be mashlemor, Yom Kippur is mechaper. V'ayin machin perisha ben etam, v'idachsiv re'ei chayim im ishe, וחיים איקר, נצס חיים עם אישה. ושלוי מדחיים דקרו, הדרשינו לפרקם דקדושן שאין זה אלו אומנס. חיים doesn't mean life, it means אומנס. ואוכי קומה, כשם שחייב לעשייה אישה, speaking about the חיובי האוב, what a father is מחויב to do for his children, ראי חיים עם אישה, just like you מחויב to marry off your son, you מחויב to מלמדי אומנס. שם שחייב לעשייה אישה, כחייב עובים ללם די אומנס. ותוירה היא, if אישה is going on תוירה, מות אישה מוצא תויב, going on תוירה, אין תויבה אלא תוירה, is שם שחייב ללם די תוירה, כחייב ללם די אומנס. So again, it's like a shame. It's not this and this. Just like he's חייב to do this, he's חייב to do this also. אם כן, they have a Iker Achaim, the Einzel Omnis. The Iker isn't Chaim. The Iker is Taka Teira, Ish, that's Poshit. So just like it's Chaim, this Chiv is Mechiv to Lamdim, this also. Aber lei hoye nire la bochonon, loy meki teire in a Iker, da kama basa hochi vachol teire shein ima meloche, seife beteila. So there it says, ima. So the im is going on teire. So it seems the meloche is a tafel to the teire. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, Teide Kipche, Ibas Reise. So, if Ramrin and Ami Perkeitzel Mevorchim, Rishoinim Osu Terosim Kva Malach de Naroi, the Weiss is Teire Zike, Osnan de Memchaz Vorma Ternikness Bem, Bemi Yeterach Eretz. Yeah, so the Rabbi Chon wants to be Chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. I say Bechlau that the Yavet Tamaterim Derech Eretz, that Derech Eretz is Zike. I don't recall if I heard from Rabbi Yankov Zechein Elbrochet, if M for the Rabbeinu Tam, or Hakuponim, there's a very interesting tight from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in that Mishnah. And according to the way Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, Pshat in the Mishnah, we could be Miyashiv, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Kashas and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, Amir Diki Yisod. There's a Machloikis, Rabbi Shmoel, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, and the Oifen, how one should be Misasik in his Parnose. Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanik ben Minik Derech Eretz. And so Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says, it does not mean, Hanik ben Minik Derech Eretz does not mean that the Zman that one gives away for Parnose, he's completely menutik, he's completely cut off from Torah. It means that even though this, he has to give time to Parnose, and Vashteitzach, when he's giving time to Parnose, so he can't be completely engrossed in learning. So he won't be completely engrossed in learning. So he'll be Isaac in the Parnose, and he'll be, say some Kapitel Achtilim, or he'll be thinking of learning, he'll be thinking of Akasha. Vashteitzach, this is not the same Torah that one is able to learn when one is completely engrossed in learning, but one should do this. I mean, that was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel never said there's a time not to learn. One always has to learn, but it's a learning of a smaller darga. And Ivav Sarayin Avot, it's l'davaynenu. When we're davening or learning, we can think about the Parnosa. So it's zicha go the other way around. Also, that we're working, we should think about the learning also. It should at least be, the Torah should be equal to the Parnosa. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that's at Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. That means while you're working, it's Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. That means with this working, you should be thinking. You shouldn't be in ganzen minutik, that the head should be completely engrossed in the working. They say over a vote that's one to Lubavitcher Chosid that's once came to one of the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbes. And he bought a factory that they sold galoshes there, boots. And since he got into the factory, the Rebbe noticed the gewaldike yeride. So he told him as follows. He says, I was always under the impression that galoshes are made for the feet, but that the head should be completely engrossed in the galoshes. He says, that I never was aware of. Al Kaponim, so Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz means when he's Oisik im Derech Eretz, he should be Talmud Torah. That is true. In that case, Taka Derech Eretz is Ikah, the Derech Eretz. This man, Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. But that what it says later in the Mishnah, V'chol Torah Shein Ima Malacha Seifa B'Teila, say there we're talking about that the Torah is Ikah, that when he's learning Torah, but he has to make sure there has to be malacha also sometime, not while he's learning. There should be malacha during the day. So that's Torah Shein Ima Malacha. So the Torah is the Iker and the malacha is the Tafel. That means in his daily schedule, the Torah is the Iker and the malacha is the Tafel. You need the malacha though. And the first half of the Mishnah is speaking about when he is Isaac Bepanosa, Afal Pikain, he should be off a Torah im Derech Eretz. That lechayre would be an eitzah to turn for Taisus Kashas. Okay, let's stop here. Let us see the Taisvis. And Rebbe, chutz mi peirik oil, b'sei per kama de shvuis, nafka loy mikro. That these three things, Yom Kippur doesn't help. It says in the posuk, yidvar Hashem bozo, zeha peirik oil, and megal aponim batayre. From the Dvar Hashem, the Neichi Hashem Aleikecha, that's Hakeifa Beike, Perikoil, and Dvar Hashem is also going on the Teire, Megaloponim Bateire, also Bozo, Vesmitzvose Heifa, Zameifa Bris Bozo, so it says in the Posse, Kikoris, Tikoris, what's the Keifel Aloshin, Tikoris Lepnei Yemakipurim, Tikoris Lachi Yemakipurim. So we learn out from this pasuk that after Yom Kippur, there's still a chi of Korach, and it doesn't go away with Yom Kippur. That's the makor of Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is mechaper all the time. Yom Kippur is mechaper besides besides these three Averas. Yochel afilo osa tshuve, amaloyma avayna bo, leyamalti elibes mancha avayna bo. That is the Makir of Rabbi. Vehiksha abal kaponim, it says in this drosha that there's a chiyuv kores on peirik oil, megal aponim batoire, and mila. Mila, we know there's a chiyuv kores, but al kaponim, on these two, there's also a chiyuv kores. That's a Rabbi learns pshat. Vehiksha rab Rabbi Yaakov melainish, that's all, amayle choshiv luhu bahadei lamed bo krisis per kama de krisis. The Mishnah in Krisis enumerates 36 Krisis, and why aren't we should add another? The Pairikoil, Megalaponim. The Tiritzri, the Rabbon, and the Pligia, the Rebbe, Loidoshi Krohochi, they don't darshan that the Pasuk is speaking about Megalaponim and the Pairikoil, or the Pairikar, but Mises, Doshle, Rabbi Shmoyer, and Rabbi Kivil, and Roshachi. So Memela, and that mission is going according to the Rabbonon, so there's 36 creases. Va'alibe de Rebbe le'motzul mechshevinu. According to Rebbe, we can't say there's more. V'hosem kama minyon melomeli. The Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to say there are 36? Let's count them. Then the Mishnah enumerates all 36. Lo'imashimosem kulam behelom echad chai v'kol achas v'achas. Because the Mishnah wants to tell us 36, to tell us the Be'alamechad is a chiyuv of 36 chatois. So it comes out all these 36 krisis are a krisis which one is chayev chatos. Well, the day, according to Rebbe, loy mechayev chatos, he won't be chayev chatos on Perik Oil, and a megal upon him, elo b'milse shechayov mausdoinei lav v'koros. Now this is Taisvus Ashtik Teire. Taisvus says, according to Rebbe, you're only chayev achatos if you chayev lav v'koris on the lav. And aveiris. And then b'shegi, you're only chayev achatos if b'meisid you chayev lav v'koris. Now how does Taisus know this? Kidekoma, so Taisus brings down a gemara that says one thing and Taisus is mais. Kidekoma, Rebbe be'kama di'yabom. How does Rebbe know on which aveiris you bring a korban chatos? So the gemara says, it says, nema kan oleho. By Kolm Chatos it says, Oleh v'noido achatos ashechotu oleho. V'nema lahalon oleho b'chayeho. It says by Chais Ishtoi, V'isha l'chais l'sikach l'tzroir oleho b'chayeho. V'ma lahalon dovo shechayoven az doine kores. So just like the oleho by Chais Ishtoi speaking about his achiev kores b'zodoin. Afkan. So the chiyuv chatos is also an aleho, something that the major yechayev calls. Period. That's the Gemara Atkan Lashayne. So Taisva says, but let's delve a little in the Gemara. The Gemara says you learn when is on what is there a chiyuv chatos. It says aleho by chatos v'noida chatos ashechotu yoni chayev chatos asher aleho. And oleo means that's a dogma of achis ishtoi. So the Gemara mentions one characteristic of achis ishtoi, that achis ishtoi is chayev koros. But if achis ishtoi is the symbol of chatos b'shoigig, so let's look a little further. Umi no, ma'lo holen sheyesh boi lav, avkan. So memele, so chatos is only chayiv, only when there's a lav. Dumi dachis isha. Lafuki hani. So memele, perik oil, and megal aponim. There's no lav, so memele, there's no chatos. So memele, that's why there's no mission that says, according to Rabbi, there's more chatos. Afkal Vuki Hani, Nehedis Rabu Le Kores, even though this Kores, he Kores, that is Kores by Perikoil, Abalav Lesbu, so there's no Chiyav Chatos, so that's why the Mishnah couldn't say, according to Rebbe, there's 38 creases, 39 creases. Avol Rabbono, Loimotzinu Lishnu Yehochi. But Taisvet said that the reason, it doesn't say more than 36, because the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon are chaylik on Rebbe. Rabbonon are chaylik on Rebbe, and they hold there's no chorus by Perikoil. Weiss doch ois, according to the Rabbonon, if they would hold that this chorus by Perikol, it'd be a chattas also by Perikol. So now this has to be miyash of this. Avala Rabbonon, le metim lishnu yihochi, that it's going according to Rabbonon, but there's no chorus by Perikol, because you need a lap. So this says that is not true. The leditu, according to Rabbonon, le boi lap. Yochai v'kol m'chattas avala v'chai v'lap, kiven de gomri, der mekoyer. That you need a chi of chorus by a kol mchata teloin afan the posik teira achas yilochem huksho kol a teira kula lavidis kechobim ma avidis o domish chayom nos doine chorus. So everything you, if you chayiv chorus, you chayiv kol kata. So Tesis is avalav loibina. According to this rosh, you chayiv a kol even though there's no lav. Why should I say such a thing? Let me say the same thing. If you say Teira Achas, then Davidizor is a lav also. So Taisa says, if you need Dumi Davidizor, Davidizor is not a skila. So if you're telling me that in order to be Chayiv Achatos, it has to be Dumya Davidizor al Tadoshav Teira Achas, so then you have to go further. They have to say you have to be Chayiv Skila also. Dumya Davidizor. Takoch da mezogen. Tevelochi mechayiv Achatos velecha deleka Skila lemakshin elalinyin koves tersiv bahu in yonim. The hekish is only to the koves which is mentioned by this pasuk of Teira Achas. The answer is chorus to chorus. So you only need dumya davaydezore in this pasuk. And this pasuk only speaks about chorus, doesn't speak about a lav, doesn't speak about skila. So memela, that's all you need according to the rabbonah. So memela, so therefore there would be a guskashe according to the rabbonah. Why doesn't it say that there's 39 cases? So you have to say because the rabbonah don't hold of this thing of perikol and megal upon him. Teida, prove it to you that the Rabbanan hold you don't need a lav on Chiyav Chatos. The Perek Eilein Aloikin Memayit Pesach U'milo Mechatos Mishum De Dumya Davay Dezor Abinan. Why is there no Chiyav Chatos on Pesach U'milo? Because you Dumya Davay Dezor. Ma'avay Dezor is Sheva Al Tase. The lav is don't do. And if you do it, Bekum Vasei bring a Chatos. Afuki hani, that the mitzvah is to do, and if you don't do it, then you have chorus. Afuki hani, the kumbasei nino. The iboina, lavlin yechatos, name him avidizor, shesh balav, afuki hani. Vilahavi sheva al tas, even though you have a chetimse, that the Torah says, don't do the assay. Lemechayv, kim like siv buhulav. So why didn't the Gemara say this? Why did the Gemara have to say that the whole reason there's no chatos by mila is because it's, Kumba say, it's that dubia there, over yourself. Let's say push it, because there's no lav there. So, by istachois, according to the Chachamim, you don't need a lav. Let us go further. Tshuva mechaperes al averes kalis al asei va aloisas. Thank the Gemara, hashta aloisas mechaperes al asei mi boy. Why does the Mishnah have to say mechaper on an asei? It says a fila mechaper on aloisas. Some Sefer here brings down a Ramban and Parshas Yisroi. He elaborates a little on the Ramban. But the Ramban explains that Be'etzim, here we see from our Gemara that the Gemara holds for the Poshet that a lav is more chomer than an asay. So the Gemara asks if Tshuva helps on a lav, how the Gemara should help on an asay. So why does he have to mention an asay? So the Ramban says as follows. In Lagabi other Yonim, we see that an essay is more choshev than a lav. Asay dechalei sase. So, Shad is like this. Why is an asay dechalei sase? Because mitzvah asay is ave. Person is doing begufei b'mamoinei rotzen Hashem. That's a pula of ave. Of kiruv. Alei sase is yire. That means he's restraining himself from doing certain things. That is yire. And ave is more choshev than yire. So therefore, the Ramban says, "An asay is teich alay sase." So teilikich sam sefer. So the Ramban is telling us as follows. That means, if you're asking, "What should I do now?" I have an opportunity to do an inyan of ave. I have an opportunity to hold myself back from an aveir. Klayim betzitzis. I put on the baguette. I'm doing a mitzvah, but at the same time, I'm doing an aveir. What is more choshev? So the Ramban says, ave is more choshev than yire. So I can't do the, be mekayim the mitzvah, even though you'll be wearing shabbos. That's the inyan of eser dechalei sase. So if the din is, should I do, what should I do? So therefore there's a din kedima over an asay, over a loy sase, because an asay is ave, a loy sase is only yire. Leidach gise, if a person, it's not so, what should he do? He did it already. He was over an asay, he was over an loy sase. So which is a bigger avle? So there, the Chassam Sefer says, the avle, it's a bigger avle. That means he didn't even have yire from the Rabbi Nishaloyla. So that's a gewaldig, that's a bigger avle. He didn't do a pool of ave. No. He didn't do a pool of ave, but there's still moire. If he doesn't do an inyan of yire, so that means the inyan of being oiva, if he was oiva already, the einish is greater by a loisasa than an asay. And that's be'etzim what our Gemara is speaking about. Our Gemara is speaking about that shuva helps on a loisasa. So the Gemara says if he was oiva on a loisasa, didn't even have yire, such a shaykh. Afal pikein shuva helps, about to give us some help on an asay. He just didn't do a mitzvah of ave. There's just one more nikudi that we see that an asay is more chomer than a loisasa. The halacha is, if a person is a moirid, he doesn't want to do a mitzvah at all, it's kaifan oisei at shetetzim nafshoi, to build a sukkah, to wear tzitzis, etc. There we see that there's a din kviya. If a person wants to do an aveira, there's no din kaifan oisei at shetetzim nafshoi. He shouldn't do the aveira. He wants the chazer, so we'll finish. We'll lead it. We won't stop him. We won't stop him. After he eats the chazer, we'll be manish him. But we won't stop him for not eating chazer. If he says, I won't make a sukkah, so Besen starts, we'll see if he'll do it or not. So, if he can't be convinced with a drosh, he'll be convinced physically. So there we see that an essay is more choshev than a loisase. So there, the Chassam Sofer says, it seems the lomdus is, it's alpha loshna Ramban, that this inyan of kaifin is an inyan of hishtadlis. We're mishtadl that a person should do something. Yishmikayim mitzvah sasei. He should not be oiva loisase. So he says in Cheshivis, akiyam mitzvah sasei is takim more choshuv, in the kiyum, akiyam mitzvah sasei is more choshuv than not doing a loisase. So therefore, we put in more mehishtadlis to make sure it should be mekayim the mitzvah sasei. It is the din kaitan oisei at shetetze nafshe, because the result from what he'll gain from that is much greater than what he'll lose by being over a loisase. So therefore we're mishtadl in the kaifanoise. About kapona, but anagei alone, no, our Gemara was speaking that he was already over the loisase. So here the avla is greater. So memele, if tshuva helps on a loisase, about him if tshuva should help on a say. And for the Gemara, Rav Yudah Achikama, ala save a loisase shanitik laese. That the Amish is speaking about a lava nitikla essay, and that tshuva alone helps. The Gvura Sari says that a lava nitikla essay is not the only case. The Gemara really means a lav shein bei malkus. That means so we're zicha including a lav shein bei klolus, a lav shein bei maisa, and that tshuva will also help alone. No, the Gemara wants to say a bigger chiddush that a lav anitik lesa, even though that is a potential malchus by a lav anitik lesa, you have to know the sugi in malchus, bitle kaime, but there is a potential malchus. Afal pikein, tshuva will also help on that. Like the Gemara of a loy sase gomo loy, but on a loy sase it will not be mechapa. For Amina, we learned in a baraisa eila hin kalis, asay, the loisase, chutz mi loisisa. Loisisa, tshuva will not help. So the Gemara held that the gedda of loisisa is because it says loyinake. So vice is after loisisa, tshuva doesn't help. But like this, it will help. So the Gemara says loisisa b'chol de dami. Loisisa is only means a lot, not after loisisa. Afilu loisisa, even though loisisa is aimed by maise, it's also not mechapa. Or if I can't, maybe that's the Makayr. The Makayr is that Tshuva does not lay Yenake. One cannot be Menake alive with Tshuva alone. Toshma, Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol Shehu Meleisisa Olamato, Tshuva Mechaperes. If any Aveire, which is from Leisisa Olamato, that means he has the Chaimer of Leisisa, or less than that, Tshuva Mechaperes. Leisisa Lamaila, if it is Leisisa Lamaila, Tshuva Toile V'yema Kippurim Mechaper. So here we see that what? That it's Leisisa Take. Leisisa Melamato, Sisa Melamailo, Ake Leisisa. So the Gemara says, Leisisa Bechol De Domilo. Leisisa is also only a dugme for a lav. Agavurche, the Taisa Shem Kippurim is Moire, that in this Loshna Barais is very unclear. Leisisa Melamato, Leisisa Melamalo, what's Leisisa alone? Like we're saying, Leisisa Lamata is like this, Leisisa Lamala is like this. But Takan Agamot is a good kasha, but the Tesefta it says, Leisisa Lamaila Leisisa Bechlal. So that means Leisisa Milamata means Leisisa is not Bechlal. Because Leisisa is Allah, then Tshuva doesn't help. So what are we up to now? We're saying that all love in Tshuva doesn't help, and Leisisa, what the Baraisa speaks about, that's only a dugme of a love that Tshuva won't help. Like the Gemara weiter, Toshmaam, Lefishanam, Bechoyrev. By the Chet Eagle, by the Seres, by the Shleishes Remides, it says, Lefishanam, Bechoyrev, Venake. The Bain Shalom will be Menake, will be Mechapa. Yochel, Af, Leisisa, Imohem. Tamad Loim, Eloy, Yenake. So, Yochol Avshachai V'Lavin came. That Shachai V'Lavin also, Tshuva won't be Menake. Talmud Loima, Esh Shmoy. Shmoy Yudayne Menake, Avol Menake Shachai V'Lavin. So here we see that, not the way we said till now, that Tshuva is Menake on Lavin, it's not Menake on Leisisa Taka. The Gemara says, Tanoyu. The Machlokes Tanoyim. The Sanye, Ama Tshuva Mechaperes, Allah say, this Tana holds Klo, that Tshuva is Mechaper, and Allah also. After Leisisa is not Mechaper. And we learned a different Baraisa that says, Ama Tshuva Mechaperes, Allah say, Va'aloisa, Sashanitik La'esa. Ama Tshuva Toile, V'yema Kippurim Mechaper, Al krisis, bal misis bezden, bal loisa asagoma. So here we see that this Tanna holds that it is not mechaper on a loisa asa. So this is a machlekes Tannaim. Let us see Rashi. Chutz mi loisisa, kas al kedai toch, mishim dachsiv lo yenake. Ma says no, bachol de domi loisa asagoma. Leisa segomo, Tshuva is not mechapa. Vishenema bechayrev Tshuva venake, la'achamai se'ego, k'sha'ola moishel ispala leim, l'kama mefarshlo, yochalaf leisisa yenake b'tshuva. So memeila, that's why it says, asheisa shmoy. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amamam, Fishin Emma Bachaira Vinake. I would think Tshuva helps. How do you know we're speaking about Tshuva? The Sanya Rabalaza Raime Yev Shaloy Menake, Vinake Loyanake, Shekwal Nema Loyanake. Yev Shaloy Maloyanake, Shekwal Nema Nake. Okay, it's at Vinako Lishovim, Vaina Menake, Lishainam Shovim. So we see that Vinake is speaking about Tshuva, with Tshuva. The trash, Did you hear of the Dalet Chalukei Kaporet, the Rebbe Shmuel Darshan? Omar Shloi Shehein, Uchuvim Kol Echot V'Yechot. So he answered him that the Chalukei Kaporet means that there's differences, others need one thing, others need another thing, others need Yisurim, others need Yom Kippur, others need Misa. So there are three Chilukei Kaporet, that means three Sugim of Averes, that there's Chilukim between them. Uchuve im kol echad vechad, but all four need Chuve, so it means, we'll see, the first one is Chuve alone, that doesn't go to Dalet Chalukei Kaporet. Gimel, that means the Gimel Chelkei Kaporet, that there are three Averis that have different Chalokim in Kaporet, but they have all one common denominator, that they all are Mechapa with Tshuva. Over ala Asei Vishot, a person is over an Asei Nidosh Tshuva, and he zoz Mishamat Shemoichum Loi, Shenemar Shuvu Bonim Shevov. Tshuva helps. So on a mitzvah sasei, tshuva helps. Got a very interesting balatanya. The balatanya in Igeres HaTshuva is a stira. Here we have a gemara that if a person does tshuva on an asei, ein izoz misham ad shemaychum. Finished, that's an asei. It's a different gemara. The gemara says, ma'uvis la'yuchal iskain, at the ma'uvis that one can never fix. It was mevatel krishma shel shachis. So health was tutzach though. So here it says that it's worse than alav. Tshuva yom kippur helps. Chai v'krisis tshuva yom kippur and yisurim helps. Here's ma'uvis lo yuchal iskain. Finished. You can never be mezakel it. So here we see a gevaldik achoyma of an asay. And by us it says that in his oz mishamat shemoichom loy tshuva lo amirdike kasha. So the Balatanya answers that the emes in every mitzvah say there are two inyonim, there are two distinct inyonim. If a person was over on a mitzvah say, that means let's speak about krishma shel arvis. The Baruch Hu said one should lain b'shach b'chos man shchive. He didn't lain. So there's a merit there. He did keneged morad, keneged Hashem. He didn't do the var Hashem. And this merit, that's an avere, that he did not keneged rotzen Hashem. The Rebbe Yishmael said, "V'shach b'cho yishalom." He dibart abon b'shach b'cho, and he didn't learn Krishna. And this merit, tshuva helps. When it does mishamat shemoichum lo, finish. Tshuva helps, and the merit there won't be any time. But the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or any other mitzvah, this is the lashon of the Balatanya, by Deikiyam mitzvah sasei mamshech oir voshefa boilomis al yoinim meha'oras ein suf baruchu. Something becomes accomplished when one does a mitzvah. This gewaldike tikkunim, gewaldike hashpoes that occur and one learns Krishma shel arvis. That's what it says, Ma'uvis la'yuchal iskain. That he'll never be able to fix. That means he'll learn Krishma the next day, he'll do tshuva, so the hashpa of the next day will be. But what he was bekoyach to do today, that he can never fix. So the argamor is speaking about the chelik ha-meret sheboy, and there we're speaking about the chelik ha-tikun sheboy, which is can never become a sukna gedusim ba'uvis lo yuchal iskai. Then he vav sarayin avot. He says it doesn't have really to what we just said now, but he puts it in the geres atshuva. Lachain ein lumaid mikan. By learning Agamor says that ein izaz mishalmat shemoichlam loy. Ein lilmid mikam shum kula chas v'shom b'mitzvah sasei. Don't think it, no, a mitzvah sasei. Not gefeller. It is gefeller. And then he says, ubefrat b'talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah sasei, so don't think, no, it's only a mitzvah sasei. No, aber adarabe, omru razal, vita kodesh borchul abedizore, afshehen krisis amisiz bezn, Leviter al Bittel Talmud Torah. So by Emerson, this is a Gemara, and this is a Medrash in Psichta Leiche. Medrash Tarshins al Ma Ovda Ha'oret. So it says, al Ozvo Masterosim. So the Medrash Tarshins Allah by the Zoragila Raisa Shvichas Domim like Seif, Amma of the Horeb. They were doing other things. Like Seif. Al Ozum as Perosi. So here we see Vita Kaddish Borchu, on the Shalosh Averis, he wasn't Mevata on Bittul Torah. So here the Medrash really means something else. The Medrash means that Klal Yisrael was doing Averis and they were deserving and to lose Eretz Yisrael because of this. They were deserving to lose the Beis HaMikdash because of this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vita, the Rabbi Yisrael was Mavat, even though they deserved, not speaking about the Protistic or Einish, that each Oved Avodah Zorah got, but we're speaking in general that Klal Yisrael was not deserving to have Eretz Yisrael since they were Oved Avodah Zorah. HaKoponim, the Rabbi Yisrael was Mavat. That means they could have still had Eretz Yisrael even though they were Eved David Zorah. But Al Ozvo Masterosi, that made that they can't have Eretz Yisrael either. But that the Medrash says, "Va'meter shemesaskim bo hamor shebo yechzaren elamutiv." That means that there's a hope if they're Isik b'Torah. If there's not Isik b'Torah, there's no hope anymore. So Al Kolponim, that's what the Balatanya wants to say. That one should not go away from our Gemara and think it's only a mitzvah saseh, that is very wrongly underestimating the chshivas of a mitzvah saseh. Over aloi sase v'osa tshuve toilav yema kippurim mechaper. Kibayim hazeh yechaper aleicha mikol chataseich. Now, Bemison, this lashon is very misleading. The Gemara is going to say that it's only mechaper on a lav. So it says mikol chataseichem. Mikol chataseichem includes everything. So the Rabbeinu Yoneh in Shari Tshuva says shadalid ayshu zayim says as follows. Kibayim azeh yechaper aleichem l'tayir eschem. The Rabbeinu Shloilom will be metayir you b'yayim azeh. And what aveir is, doesn't say. The Eivish will be metayir kibayim azeh yechaper aleichem l'tayir eschem. What do you have to do? Mikoyul chatei seichem avnei Hashem titoru. The titoru of the second titoru is what Klal Yisrael metayir themselves. That is tshuva. Ayid has to do tshuva on all aveiris. Don't do aveiris. Listen, Yom Kippur only take care of the lav, and I'll do tshuva on the lav. You do tshuva on the lav and forget about it. So you won't get kapor Hashem Kippurim. No, you do tshuva mikol chataseichem avnei Hashem titoru. You do tshuva mikol chataseichem. That's titoru. And then, b'yayim hazeh, yechaper aleichem l'tayir eschem on the lav. And that's how the Rabbeinu Yoneh says pshat. The Gemara that's very misleading. The mikol chataseichem is going on not kibayim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayir mikol chataseichem. Mikol chataseichem is going what the Yidden have to do. Mikol chataseichem ne'eshem titoru, kibayim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayir eschem, period. That's what the Gemara should have said. That's what Rabbeinu Yoneh learns pshat. Ova akrisis amisis bezn vosa tshuve tshuve v'yame kippurim toilem v'yisurim memalkim. Shenema v'akati b'shevet pisham v'negoyim avaynam. The vice is a kapora with negoyim, with onshim, with yisurim. Aber mich je schillel a schem be yodoy en koyach be tshuva litlois lei be me kipurim le chaper lei be yisurim le marek el kulam toilen o misem a marekesh en emer nigla be ozne Hashem tzvokeis b'yichu perovin azel lochem at temusim. That's chillel a schem. First of all, the Taisa Shem Kippurim wants to say Pshat in the Loshna Gemara. Going to have later, Chil Hashem is a filu on a bitl mitzvah sasei, a bitl teire, this Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, we'll see later, is when a person will learn to be mezalzel a mitzvah. Even according to, even if it's not true, but he would seem that an Adam Godel is mezalzel a mitzvah, so it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. So a person will learn how to do the mitzvah from an Adam Godel, that's Chil Hashem. So he says, Be'emes, and this is the Lashon of the Baraisa. Now, by every mitzvah sasei, tshuva is machapa. Tshuva is machapa. By Allah, this is Yom Kippur machapa. So here the Gemara is saying as follows. Mi sheyesh chil Hashem b'yodai. Let's see, so a person was machal Hashem b'chabitl mitzvah sasei. He wasn't learning. Is ein koyach b'tshuva litlois. Not all. Even though all the time, if there's no chil Hashem, so tshuva is bekoyach lechaper. But here, if there was a chil Hashem, ein koyach b'tshuva litlois. It doesn't even have a koyach to be teila alone. Now we're saying, even though by a lav, Yom Kippur is bekoyach lechaper. But here, filu by an eser. We don't say that. Good, so it's an essay, so, but the Chil Hashem, so this will be Machaper. No. Maybe Yisurim Lamarek, Alakulon, Toilin, Amisim, Amarekes. Shanem, this will bring the Posek. Atamusim. There's a Meir de Kibir on this halacha. What is the Gedder Advarim? What is Pshat? Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger in Keich Vayoyer Simen Beis is Ma'ira why Bachil Hashem Nafke Misa Misa is Mechaber Surim Nat, Misa, yes. He says Ma'ira de Kabir. He says we find that there's an Anhoge with Rabbi Yishlom Ez with Tzadikim and with Chishoyim. By Rishoyim, there's a Hanogah Mishalom L'Soinav Alponav Lavidoi. That the Eibishter pays up the Rishoyim on this world the Schar Mitzvahs that they did. By Tzadikim, there's a Fakert Hanogah, the Rebbein Yishlom punishes them for the Averis that they did. That's Hanogah for a Tzadik and Hanogah for Mavash. So it's a Petterberger says as follows. The Oynish of an Averis and Ba'alma Dekshoit is, we can't perceive the chayim of the einish. It's shreklach. The schar of a mitzvah ba'alma d'kshayit, we also can't perceive the godless of the schar. It's moiridik, the schar of a mitzvah. There's a seder on this world, the Rebbein Shalom gives an einish, but the Rebbein Shalom pays schar, there's a formula. We take off, let's say, 10,000% of the Einish is taken off. We give them the rest of the Einish. That's the Einish on this world, and that is bemocking that Einish. Schar on this world, you also can, if there's a form, you take off 10,000% of the Schar, but he would have gotten an Olam Habo, and you give him this Schar. So therefore it comes out that to have an Einish on this world is mamish, couldn't find a bigger bargain any place. To what you're deriving, you're getting an Einish on this world, which is so minute in comparison to the Einish Amiti, ein lecha schar godel mizeh. Leidach gise, to get paid for a mitzvah in this world is ein lecha Einish godel mizeh. Fakir, he's so getting underpaid. He's getting minus 10,000% what he could get. Fine, but that's the seder. But there's, in this world, there's drastic cuts, find the Einish, find the Schar. Zogt Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, Afal Piken, the Einish of Chil Hashem is so great on Eilam HaEmes, that Afilu, you'll take off the 10,000% cut, there's not enough in Yisurim Eilam HaZeh to be a dimion, to the onshim and losid lovi and chilul Hashem. So that's why Yisurim can't be Mechapa, because Yisurim, all Yisurim Eilam Hazeh cannot take off the, that means after this formula, it doesn't take off the Einish of Chilul Hashem. So what's that Misa Mechapa? He says there's a Sug of Einshay Misa, the Einish of Misa, it means a person can't be able to exist on Eilam Hazeh. He has to die from these Yisurim. He can't exist on Eilam Hazeh with these Yisurim. These are Yisurim which are much, these are Yisurim which are much more chomo than Oilam Hazadiki Yisurim. This is Ein Shem Misa. Only Ein Shem Misa can be Machapa. And this already is deducting 10,000%. This is Me'ein the Einish of Chilul Hashem. Le'idach Gise, he says, Amoyre de Kizach. He says that, Mida Taiva Maguda Mimidis Paranis. It means in the Rabbeinu Yoina also, so if a person was nifshel b'chilul Hashem, and the aveir of chilul Hashem is that from his actions one learns to be mezalzel and mitzvahs, so he says the hepach of this is kiddush Hashem. That means if a person, from one's actions, one will see the chivis of mitzvahs, and the chivis of mitzvahs, so mamele, there he's doing the exact opposite. So that So he says, by Kiddush Hashem, afilu a person will be a Roshe, he'll be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, so he'll have to get Olam Haba. Because just like I say, after all deductions, you can't have Yisurei Olam Hazeh of Chilul Hashem, because the Einish is so great that you can't, it's impossible that Yisurei Olam Hazeh should be b'mokim the Yisurei Olam Haba. So it's impossible that Schar Olam Hazeh should be b'mokim Olam Haba, the Schar Olam Haba. He says, that is pshat in the posik, u'matzdike ha-rabim ke-kechovim lo-olam bo. The person who's matzdik as a rabim, that means he's mekadish, that's mekadish em shemayim, because people are learning to become tzadikim. So that's la'olam vod. That schar has to be la'olam vod. By that, there's no eitza of mishalem u'stoin of alton of labida. Let us see Rashi. Chalukei kapore, shechalukim bekaprosu zekach vezekach. Omoloi sholei sheina nechlokim. Sheshevei reshesicha leze, veinu sicha leze, abo tshuva eina min achlukim, sheitzricha lekulam. Shuvu bonim emiyad erpo. Until she shavere shemechaperes b'tshuva levad. Ki b'yayim hazeh yechaper lamadato sheyesh aveiro shetzrichi yem ha-kippurim. Fakad b'shevet pisham lamati she shavere shetzrichi yisurim. Mistavre hakal lakal v'chomo lachmula. Chilul Hashem choytei u'machti acherim v'oznei Hashem tzvokeis omar anovi v'oznei omar kodesh boruchu mikup rovin ha-ovein ha-temusim. Lamadu she shavere shein lakapore elo b'misa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar, just one more Ryan, a bit for Petterberger and an Oat. What is Pshat, Yom Kippur by Alav, Yom Kippur is Mechapa? How does this work that Tshuva is not enough, Yom Kippur is Mechapa? He says, Amoyra de Kibir. We know that Rashi in the beginning of Bereshis brings B'yayim Asayis Hashem Alekim. The Rashi says that Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livrei Yisrael B'midas Hadin. We saw that there won't be any Kiyum, so she tefine midas harachne. From a mele, if we could picture and hug us ha'olam, there's a combination of din and rachmen. There's a certain amount of din in the bria, there's a certain amount of rachmen in the bria, and that is how the world exists. Dr. Mitzel Petterberg, in order to be mechaper and alav, the amount of rachmen which is in the bria every day, this is X amount of rachmen, that is not bekoyach to be mechaper and alav. That means if we would know what alav is, to mamela, so then we can know that there's not enough rachmen in the bria to be mechaper and alav. So mamela, tshuva is toila, but you can't have kaporet. There's one day in the year which we say Hapeseach Lonu Sharei Rachmin. Meir Einem Achakim Uslichosai. There's one day in the year that the Sha'orim of Rachmim are opened up. There's a tremendous abundance of Rachmim. This day, that's the school of Hayoim, if Meir Einem Achakim Uslichosai, because there's such an abundance of Rachmim that one can be Niskapa Afilo on the lab also. But that is the skula of Itzume Shal Yoyim of Yom HaKippurim. Zog to Gemara Vaita, Heichi Domi Chilul Hashem, Omar Rav, Kigoy Nano, Isha Kilno, Bisro Mitavcho, Tal purchase meat from a butcher, Vilo Yivna Domi Lauta, the butcher will see I took the meat, I didn't pay him for it, from a mailer, so he sees that he could be a rabbi and take meat without paying for it. Hashem says to ask for the money, but he understands what I plan to do. So I'll kapon him, he'll learn from my actions the same. But when you buy something, you don't have to pay. It's a brand mishnah. Amar rabbi yeloshon el ba'ascha deloy tovi. That is that gift of minik hamokin miz, that when you buy, you pay without, they should send you a bill. To say there is that you pay when you get a bill, so by taking the schayra without paying is no problem. Omar Avine, Umosa Mechashia, the city of Mechashia, Ascha the Tobiu. Mosa Mechashia, there's no problem. You don't have to pay right away as soon as you get the meat. Abaye, Kedishokal Bisro, when Abaye purchased meat, Mitre Shutfi, Yoy, that belonged to two Shutfim, Yoiv Zuzi Lahai Bezuzi Lahai. First he paid both. Hoda Mekavalu Gabi Adodi. Then he brought them both together, made a cheshbin how much he got, Vovit Chushbine. And then they made a cheshbin how much meat he's supposed to get. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kigoyin Ano. Rabbi Yochanan said, what is called Chilul Hashem? Kigoyin Ano. The Maskina Arba Ameis Belei Teire E Belei Tefillin. I'll walk in the street for Amis without wearing tefillin, without being Isaac B'Teire, that is Chilul Hashem. So people see from me that I was with Bittul Teire, Weiss is nicht gefährlich. Weiss is rad. Rabbi Yechon Rada Sirashi Emeir de Kerashi, Sirashi says, V'yiv Nedomi La'altach Shani Ma'achal Afkoyo Hu Oimer, so the butcher will say Shani Gazlan. We'll also do the same. Basra de Leitovi, Shem Derech HaTabach Leilach V'Tvoy HaKafoiso. The butcher himself does not go B'Kvoydi Ba'atzmoi to mon the payment. Ba'al HaLekech, Lovi Leimoiso L'Veisa. He has to bring it on his own accord. Mosa Mechashi Mekoymi Sharabim. Yov Zuzi Lahai V'Zuzi Lahai. Shem Elo Yeida Chaberei Shinesatib Loi V'yesh Kan Chilul Hashem. Ovid Chushbana, Vachoizr, Venoisle Bosa, Keneged Mashenotl. Kenano de Maskine, Vein Akil Yoidim, Shenechlashti Bigirsosi. Amir de Kazach, Abirchen said, the people don't know how weak I am. But they see me walking in the sea, that they do see. I have a terrible splitting headache, that they don't know. That I'm weak, I don't even care, that they don't know. But they see, that they do see. I'm walking in the street, not learning. But that's what they learned, that you could be Mevatel Teire and it's also not Gefellach.